one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, roll call.
Sandy Klein.
Here.
Howard.
Here.
Chuck Savage.
Here.
Who had the phone?
All right, we got, let me just finish on my name, I can't talk into that. We got the consideration of the minutes of our prior meeting. They were emailed to us, any corrections or additions?
I know that they be approved as written.
Okay, got a motion?
I agree.
We got a second, and unanimously approved. All right, unfinished business, consultants, look at them all. How many we got?
Just two.
Just two?
Just two today.
Let's send it out.
Everybody else came for the refreshment.
Okay.
I published it on the street, guys.
I apologize for missing the last meeting, but y'all were in great hands. The consultant selection is bid, it's on the street. It'll be published for 30 days, and then review time happens, we'll schedule interviews and whatnot. But the good news is it's published from the before.
Outstanding.
Outstanding indeed.
All right. All right, any questions about that? If not, we'll move to new business, FDOT grants.
Well, I met with the state, and they have some extra money. And we have requested some grant monies for three projects. We are going to design terminal parking lot. This is the new GA terminal parking lot. We're going to construct an access road between the south apron and the midfield hangar area. Let me show you on the map here behind me. Basically, right where the sheriff's hangar is, there's that stub out of a road. When you got that dirt road that people have cut in, driving back and forth. Fuel trucks, if they have to come into this area, they have to drive the taxiway alpha and come in. We applied for a grant that would essentially connect the two apron areas.
All right.
So we've got that going on. And then restriping around my 1836, the white paint that we put down a year and a half ago is now yellow. Due to the iron oxides in the asphalt reacting with the rainwater, it turns to rust, and then it washes out over top of the white paint, and, excuse me, discolors it. A couple other airports are experiencing the similar problems. Probably got the aggregate mix from the same places. Wayne and I traveled out to Daytona Beach with several FDOT engineers and techie type people, and they analyzed the paint, and we looked at it. They've got the same thing going on that we do. I'll bet a little bit worse. St. Augustine has got the same issue. So this grant will fix it. We'll be able to put an additive in the paint mix that will, I can't say that it would guarantee that it would keep it white, but it'll slow the rust and the progress. It's something that we're going to have to deal with for the age of our runway. There are probably 15 more years until we have to rehabilitate it again.
Okay.
Yeah. Because of the deadline on things, I'm hoping that the state will reply favorably with these three grants within the next 2 days, and I'll get it in front of City Council two weeks from this Tuesday, like June 3rd. That being said, I would request your favorable approval.
Motion?
I'll make the motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Excellent. Thank you. Just want to note that the total match for these three projects, $47,000.
All right.
Pretty good leveraging. Next item, City Council workshop. Next Tuesday, May 27th, the City Council wanted me to do a little annual airport update for them. And I'll have about 15 slides. I'll go over who we are, where we are, what we want to do in the future. Basically, outlining the master plan, we'll present that. Incidentally, the one in front of you, that is the final version. Take that, put it on your bookshelf, and for now on, if you have to reference the airport, specifically projects, capital project list, that's where it's going to come from now. That is the official version.
Bird?
Yep. The workshop's slated for, I think it starts at 11:30 on Tuesday, May 27th, and I would encourage the board to attend. Excellent. Fuel deliveries. On the month, it was so-so. Year-to-date, we're about 5% over last year. We're still trending upwards. That's a great thing. So the past couple of years, you know, we've been slowly increasing our fuel sales. That's good news there. The horse charters have really done well. The jet fuel sales, especially in March, were fantastic. So that being said, with the positive growth in the jet fuel, not so much on the avgas side, and it reflects in our airport operations. Right now, year to date, we're 18,251 total aircraft operations. If you project this out through the end of the year, we're looking at about 58,000.
Compared to what was last year?
I don't have that in front of me. It was about the same, maybe 1,500 operations less.
Ugh, get out there and fly more.
Yep.
How does that, other airports, I mean, you talk to other managers, everybody down?
I haven't talked to anybody recently about that. Comparing last year's numbers, it's some airports are doing great. Some airports are seeing fantastic. Flagler is seeing great growth in the flight train, and their ops counts are way, they show it. You know, Leesburg is relatively flat, just as we are. No stellar growth in the operations. I mean, weather has a factor to play in it too, but it's honestly, I think the price of avgas is driving those numbers down, and they really are.
For sure.
I was talking with Dean Gibb earlier today, and he said one of his customers, he barely put 15 hours on his airplane last year.
D-hanger attendant.
But that was bad. It's indicative of the market, the avgas market, I guess.
This is a good segue into that. Fuel.
Yeah, well, I don't have a fuel cost comparison right now. Avgas self-serve is still around 5.25, I think, which is 5.25 gallon is historically, you know, with Landmark's reduction in the self-serve prices, it's that's great. We're more competitive, but it's still 5.25.
Yeah, great.
That's even expensive filling up your 5 or cup.
Yep.
I guess the last bit of news I wanted to share, maybe you heard, maybe you didn't, but Dr. Basil passed away a couple days ago.
Oh, yep. Man.
Doc was a longtime airport attendant.
Oh.
Great pilot, good guy. So the airport's a little down over the past few days.
What was the cause, cancer?
I don't think so. He was... it happened when he was asleep, so that's the last time.
The guy in Ocala or down in
Fort Myers?
Fort Myers, where he worked. When did it happen?
A couple nights ago. That's my presentation. Any questions?
Wow. That's sombering news.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Follow up on Jerry's comments and questions last week regarding parts and maintenance. I called Cindy Barrow, who is director of Bartow Airport in Polk County. I've known Cindy since the mid-70s. And they've got kind of a unique situation. I don't know if it's something you might want to try to cobble together up here, depending on how everybody's leases stand. Mm-hmm. But they lease the management of the maintenance to a company. But they also carry parts on the other side of the airport,
mm-hmm.
as the city. So, you know, if the mechanical component of our airport doesn't want to carry parts, maybe the city ought to look into it and say, okay, hey, we will stock certain frequently desired parts and buy them through the city purchasing. I don't know. If it's profitable, I don't know. It may not be enough maintenance for it. Maybe just Jerry was, you know, being Jerry.
Is anybody from the maintenance shop to here today? Yeah, I guess you're here because you heard the pitch about it. Why don't you state your name for the record?
Brian Nagel. Currently managing the different side of the Tech Ed Club. We've looked into it. We do have some parts. We have a lot of gaskets and O-rings, things like that, that have a longer shelf life. Batteries, especially, are very expensive. And that was a particular case in point of his airplane. We had it on the bench, and we were not notified that he needed it. We were testing it at the time to see if he needed a new one. We usually can get batteries the next day, not a problem. But to stock batteries, you're talking about, I just did a quick run on just fuel batteries. There's 42 different fuel batteries on the list, and anywhere from $250 to $3,000 a piece. That's a huge amount of stock money sitting there waiting. So most everything else we can get in state relatively quick. Just the heavy, expensive items, we're just not going to be able to stock it.
Well, I probably wouldn't need
them. But it's usually,
what's the turnover on them is that, you know, if it's a $3,000 battery or a $3,000 part, if you're going to turn it over four times a month, you might want to keep it in stock.
Right.
And there's got to be statistics somewhere in this industry that will tell you how much these parts turn over, aren't they?
The last three batteries we did in the last 2 months were three different style batteries. Yeah. So even at the cheap end, you're looking at $1,000 worth of batteries on the shelf. We might have it or we might not. We can get a couple of the G25, G35s, there's 12-volt, there's 24-volt aircraft. There's, you know, just, we can get some of the, once we get it built up, you know, we should be able to get a couple of the batteries in stock. But again, we can't guarantee we're going to have one that...
Oh, no, I know that, but not just germane to batteries, but you track what parts are frequently used in your shop, and you keep those usually on the shelf.
Oils, filters, gaskets for valve covers, all that stuff we have most of the time. And if we want them all on stock, we just go ahead and buy them. We usually don't carry less than three of any particular oil filter or type of oil to do an oil change on a twin or anything like that. So.
Makes sense to me.
How's it going while we got you here?
It's we've only been in business for a year last Tuesday, so business wise, we're actually doing probably above average. We're actually getting to a point where we actually have a little bit of overhead that we could use instead of having to borrow from Gainesville shop to buy parts. We actually have a stock of money that we can get parts on our own. So in that case, we're doing pretty good. Most people are fairly happy with the maintenance. We try to, you know, make sure that the pilots aren't falling out of the sky, and, you know, we bring the and that's our job. Unfortunately, it's find problems, and hopefully we're doing a good job of that.
You work on all aircraft, pistons, jet?
Piston, we don't do as many jets. We do have some jet experience. I've got some turbo and rotorcraft experience. The other two gentlemen we have working for us, one has some DC-9 experience. We're not going to get DC-9 traffic in here. We've done compressor washes on the Pilatus, some of the Pilatus on the field. But big shops with special tools to do that type of maintenance and stuff like that. So until we get to a point where we're getting a numerous amount of traffic to that style, we want to be able to do training and stuff like that involved to get that traffic.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry Mr. McLaughlin wasn't here to... You're probably not sorry he wasn't here, but...
I don't have a problem with that.
Maybe you guys can chat directly about it if you haven't already.
We have.
Okay.
I was glad there was still an issue last month.
Yeah.
Quick question, where do most of your clients come from? Are they local or you get some flying in?
We have some flying in. Most of them right now, as a new main shop, we have people feeling us out.
Sure.
So a lot of transients, some bringing in for winter, people bringing in. smart and things like that. Most of them right now are
based here.
Feeling us out and seeing how we do things.
All right. Who else is here that wants to address the board? Ron?
Actually, I had our biggest 2 months and last month since we've been in business. Concentrating on the Ecuadorian students primarily. We've got 9 full-time foreign students here right now. I've got 3 more coming next month. We're bringing 4 apartments over to call for arms and put them up at this point in time. Just bought another airplane. Put on the line for the 172.
Mm-hmm. How many you got now?
10.
10. What are the brand, make, model?
6 172s, a 152, a 150, a Mooney, and a Aspect. Also, starting next Tuesday, I'm going to be going around to several airports. I want to see you too, Matt. Got the finished access parts over at CF. Just going around doing a survey to say when people with a aviation management and a commercial license interest you as an employee. And I hope everybody shakes their head yes, because we might be able to get a program started with CF for a aviation management course over there.
Good. Super.
That's both pretty good hits for us.
Yeah. I'm glad to hear that you're doing Paul?
Well, things will open up a little bit. We have, I'm not going to say it, it was a kind of maybe on top of the game for as how in that business. And so we're picking up customers out of Gainesville, Lake City, a few more there. A lot of several of them are moved into the area that are feeling us out and stuff, and but it's a little more consistent in operations as far as being customers in, so it's
excellent.
A little better.
Good. Tracy?
Everything's going well. Of course, we're not going into the slow season.
Yeah, it's getting hot.
We have to sustain that.
Yeah. Restaurant?
Restaurant's from Darien.
Good. It's happening. Yeah.
They went through 40 pounds of ground beef less than an hour ago.
And they only had 5 people at lunch.
There were people lined up. Unbelievable.
The hamburgers are that good, huh?
Unbelievable. The traffic that went through there in like an hour.
Good. Well, that's great to hear.
It's good to see and that.
The doctor was playing a battle. There was these 2 older gentlemen, and they were sitting out a lot of waiting, and a couple of them, and they went up there and stood at the door and stared at us and said, it's our table, and why is that guy ordering another drink? They should be and it started to be a fall.
We need to get some patio dining.
But
what about?
We talked about that a while ago.
Yeah. That's a good problem to have. Not the fights, but that's great. Anybody else? You, sir? No? Anybody else? No? Okay. Anything from the board? Has anybody contacted you on behalf of the Bezos estate, you know, to pay the rent?
He has a son, and I understand that he's in town now making the necessary arrangements.
I got you. Okay. Wow. I mean, he has the Yankee what does he got? He had a Grumman.
Yep, the Grumman Tiger.
That's it. That's the only one aircraft that he had, right?
He had 1 20 or 140.
He did, so that he saw
him. Oh, man. There you go. Oh. He was a good guy. Nice guy. He used to love to hang or fly with him. He did. Miss him. Remember him and his family in your prayers. No other business? Motion for adjournment? Okay. Very good. We're adjourned. All right. Remember Tuesday, right?
Tuesday, 11:30.
10:30.
What time did you say?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, 10:30. Okay.